actually surprised I didn't see the Doobie Brothers on that list. Thank you for every single person that took the time to text in on our last conversation. Basically, the greatest, in your mind, the greatest record, the greatest album of all time. That question of if you only had one album for the rest of your life to listen to over and over again, what would it be? You didn't have a problem answering it, and I appreciate that. Lots of great messages on the line. Also, it's kind of peppered throughout those messages, a number of people still throwing in, how about those J's?
Here comes the 3-2. He got him!
I said this earlier, that's one of those ones where you could just let the crowd noise go. In that background, the announcers didn't even need to say anything once that final pitch was done.
For the first time in 32 years, the Toronto Blue Jays are going to the World Series.
All right, so people pumped up and excited about that. Obviously, World Series fires up on Friday. Toronto Blue Jays, for the first time, as you just heard, 32 years, taking on this year the L.A. Dodgers. Going to be a great series, and people are excited about that. So text line has been a busy one today, that's for sure. Well, you know, I think back to when I used to listen to this program as a listener every day. John Gormley, of course, hosting this show. I remember without fail, every year around flu season time, John would get his vaccination on the air. And I remember thinking, well, that's kind of cool. It's a good way to, you know, this is a good way to talk about it. You're bringing in a guest. You'll do this. So last year we were asked the same question. I said, sure, of course. Because I always get the flu shot every year and have been very lucky. I think about all those years I worked for the police service, we would bring in public health nurses and they would give us the opportunity to get the flu shot at work. And I know lots of businesses do that as well. But flu shot clinics are open around the province. In fact, there's a website you can go to. It's 4flu, the number 4flu.ca, and it will help you understand where the clinic in your community is. So here we are. Today's the day. Public health nurse Michelle Hulak is joining me in studio. Michelle, thank you for coming in, armed with vaccination.
Ready to go.
I see that. Well, thanks so much for coming in. You caught the tail end of the segment about the greatest album, you know, that one album. And you gave me a very quick answer when I asked you off air. What was it?
I said the Goo Goo Dolls.
I like that. The Goo Goo Dolls. I said it. Everyone defines their era by who they choose. Producer Libby standing in the room. I didn't ask Libby, but I'm guessing it's going to be a Taylor Swift album. She just gave me the nod. She just gave me the kind of passive eye roll. Like, of course it is, Evan. Yes. Okay. Michelle, thank you so much for coming in. How long have you been a nurse?
I have been working for about 12 years.
And this isn't me grilling you for your qualifications because you're
ahead.
About to give me
grill
my vaccination.
Me. Go ahead.
So you've been a nurse and you didn't start out as a public health nurse, am I right?
For a brief period of time, I was in the hospital, but right. I've been in public health for the majority of my career.
And what do you like about that public health work? It's an important job, and I always appreciate the people that do that work. Why do you like it?
I think the preventative part of it. We are preventing disease. We are preventing you from going into the hospital.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, it's one of those jobs. I can't imagine how many shots you give a year, how many vaccines. You don't keep track of that, do you?
I do not, but there are many.
So when we talk about the flu shot, why is it now? Why is it fall every year? October rolls around. That's when we start hearing about it. Is this the start of the flu season?
Yes, it is. So we have a season from October to March or April, which is why we want you to get the shot now before we start to see quite a few number of cases out there.
Right. And it's a topic of conversation. In fact, I was driving by a couple of clinics in the last week and saw people lined up first thing in the morning. Is there demographics that maybe are more inclined to need or hopefully get the flu shot? Is it something that seniors or is it good for everyone?
So first off, we do recommend everyone get the vaccine. But as far as special populations, anyone who has a chronic medical condition, a compromised immune system, pregnant women, those over 65, or anyone living in long-term care would be some of the populations that we really push to get the vaccine.
Right. And I mentioned the website, but you had brought that in to me. So it's forflu.ca,
yes.
Correct? And so what do people get on that? It shows where the clinics are across the province?
Yes. So you can search by community and find where the clinics are, the public health clinics for you.
Right. I know, you know, I've heard people talk about the fact that you can actually get the flu from the flu shot. Is that correct? Or is it more kind of you're maybe getting some side effects of the vaccination?
So that is fake news.
Okay, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. You cannot get the flu from the flu shot. What you can have is some common reactions that are mild.
Mm-hmm. And can we talk about what those could be? Because I know every year I've got the flu shot. Often the nurse that's given me the vaccination will talk about those possible side effects.
Absolutely. So redness, soreness, and swelling are the most common, but a few percent of people may have some mild aches, pains, or fever, but these would be mild, only last a few days. And yes, you can take Tylenol or Advil.
Okay. Michelle Hulak is my guest. She's a public health nurse working out of Saskatoon. Joining me in studio, in fact, coming up in the second break of this half hour, we're actually going to all get the flu shot on air. And so I trust your skills. I've heard nothing but good thing about your
Who have you been talking to?
Well, I talked to your boss. Let me tell
okay.
you.
Okay.
How long does the flu shot provide protection for people?
So it would be for this season. So every year in, you know, that October, November time period, you would need to get a new shot.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's a little questionnaire that happens before the vaccination is given. Usually there's an ask about allergies in there. Are there some people that can't get the flu shot?
So the flu shot is not available for those under 6 months of age and anyone who has had a severe allergic reaction to a previous dose, but that would be rare.
Okay. And, you know, I should mention, obviously, vaccinations, boy, that has been a topic of conversation over the last number of years. But the flu shot is obviously separate and aside, different than the COVID vaccination, because there is an updated COVID vaccination that's available as well.
Absolutely. At these clinics, you are welcome to get both.
Okay. And I've had the question before on the text line, is there a day where they both might be the same vaccination?
So, interestingly enough, I was just at a conference where we were talking about this and they said they are looking into it, but it would probably be quite a few years before anything would ever happen if it does.
And I surmise, and you would know from your experience, but there will be people that say, I would like the flu vaccination, but not the COVID vaccination. So having them as separate needles might be, for some people, would be the preferred way, I would guess.
Sure. I will say that they are both important. We do see COVID and flu cases this time of year. And you can have fever, cough, aches, feeling quite unwell for some time. And in a worst case scenario, we do see hospitalizations and other severe complications. So it's good to protect yourself from both.
Okay. We are chatting again with Michelle Hulak, who is a public health nurse based out of Saskatoon, joining me in studio today. Here's the plan. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get you to give me my vaccination, and then we can wrap up our conversation and carry on with our day. So I appreciate you being in here. You're good to stick around, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get things prepared, and we'll be back with that. Live here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. You probably just heard Michelle talking in the background. Michelle Hulak, who is our public health nurse. She said, I didn't realize talking radio had music. I like that. So we have got Michelle joining us in studio, public health nurse, same as what we did last year. And as I said, my predecessor, John Gormley, kind of set this sailing as an option to do live on the air, getting the flu shot. Now, for many people, the flu shot is an annual event. You will go to a nearby clinic or whatever facility in your community gives you the option to do it. The website again, 4flu, the number 4flu.ca is where you can go to find locations in your community. It is happening right now. So Michelle has moved away from her microphone and is actually set up now just behind me. I've chosen today to get both. So we're going to get flu and the COVID, the updated COVID shot. So which are we doing first and what do I need to know here, Michelle?
Well, we will get you to pull up your arm so that I can use my alcohol swab and wipe away those germs. And we will be doing your COVID shot first, if that's okay with you.
Sounds good.
Just let your arm relax.
Okay.
I promise you I'm quick.
I trust. I mean, there's an art to this. I know. I've seen it many times before.
And already done.
Okay.
That first one is done.
So first one done. Now, when people decide that they're going to get both shots, it is two different needles, but do you usually do it in separate arms?
So there might be a preference in doing it in separate arms, just in case you had some severe swelling or something like that, then we would have a better idea of which vaccine it came from.
Gotcha.
However, if you want them in the same arm, we can do that as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do it in separate arms. So the flu shot that we're doing now, is there like a standard, you know, we've kind of made a lot of discussion about brands. And I feel that started more with the COVID shot. But when it comes to the flu shot, is it pretty standard?
So there is a routine flu shot that we give for everyone under 65. And for those 65 plus, we have a special formulation just to ensure that they have the best protection.
Okay, good stuff. Michelle Hulak is my guest, public health nurse. So we're moving over to my left arm. We're doing the flu shot here. I've even got Libby Gray in the room to take pictures of the actual Adam sitting behind the glass, seemingly just enjoying watching this happen. I like it.
Just relax.
Okay.
Arm, little poke, and we are all finished.
That's pretty darn quick and painless. You didn't even see a grimace on my face, did you, Libby? No.
Not a one.
Good stuff. Okay. I might get you to pop back over to the microphone for a second here, Michelle. Michelle Hulak, our public health nurse that has come into studio. I appreciate you coming into studio and joining us here today because it just is this is really a great way to talk about the importance of this. And how long is, I guess, vaccination season? How long will people be able to get the flu shot?
So for most people, it will be available at the beginning of the season, but we do have some individuals such as international travelers where in the summertime, we would continue to give them those types of vaccines. Most people, though, it is that October to March, April season.
Okay. That website that you gave, 4flu.ca, does it also have like frequently asked questions, those types of things on that website? Where's a good place to go for that kind of information?
If you go on the Saskatchewan website, like the Government of Saskatchewan, there is flu information, COVID information. The information sheets are there if you want to read through them before you get a vaccine.
Good stuff. Well, I've appreciated you coming in, Michelle. Thank you for the what I'm going to call painless vaccination.
Wonderful.
Appreciate you coming in. And if someone gets Michelle as their public health nurse, congratulations.
You are too kind.
You've got a good one. Thanks again, Michelle. Appreciate you coming in. Okay, so we are finishing up today's show, and it's been a good one today. We have covered a variety of different topics. Of course, the Blue Jays a big part of it, and you know that this afternoon on the Green Zone, Jamie and Locker will be talking Jays. They'll be bringing different guests on. So many different people from Saskatchewan in Toronto for the Blue Jays game. And we had Jesse Pence on the program this morning. He is just one of many people from our province that were there taking in the game. And I guarantee you, I mean, think about what you and I went through watching the game on TV. If you were in the stadium when Springer hit that home run, again, my buddy Adam sitting behind the glass, his eyes glossed over because I know he's reliving the moment. It was such an exciting, it is one of those games, and we talked about this earlier today, absolutely one of those games that you will not forget. So lots of that coming up today on the Green Zone. Tomorrow, we have the speech from the throne happening. It actually is the official opening of the fall legislature in Regina at the Ledge. So that happens in the afternoon. We are bringing Paul Martin on first thing in the morning. Of course, Ralco business commentator. Always appreciate having Paul on the program. We'll talk a little bit about what we can expect out of this year's throne speech. Every year, there's usually some announcements that lead up to the throne speech that are, a little bit of an indicator of the direction that the province is going. We've had a lot of talk about energy. In fact, right now, a big nuclear conference is happening in Saskatoon, and we've got a guest later in the week that is one of the head leaders, CEOs of that conference that has been going on. We'll be talking a little bit about that on the program as well. So Paul Martin, first thing tomorrow morning. We've got open lines tomorrow as well. I'm looking forward to a conversation that we've got tomorrow with Tim Hammond. You'll know Tim. He's the founder of Hammond Realty, CEO and broker. We're going to touch on farmland transactions and prices of farmland in the province. It's a hot topic. We even talk often about foreign investment when it comes to farmland. We'll get the truth from Tim Hammond on what things look like when it comes to farmland purchases in the province. That, along with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener and a whole lot more, a full Wednesday tomorrow morning, and it fires up at 8:30. I hope you can join us right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.